It's 10 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Kieran Thompson with Brittany Prince and Sean Starr. In the weather, it's cloudy and 1 degree outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. The Ontario Fire Marshal's Office are probing a fire in Mississauga. A British MP fights to speak in Toronto this evening. And Nickelback won 3 awards at last night's Juno Awards in Vancouver. And now, here's our top story. A house fire in Mississauga yesterday is being probed by the Ontario Fire Marshal's Office. One man in his 70s was found dead in a bedroom. According to the Toronto Star, firefighters arrived at the Golden Orchard Drive home near Dixie Road and Bloor Street West at about 4 p.m. Neighbors of the victim said he lived alone. His name has not been released. Forensic officers are examining 2 vehicles in connection with shootings in North York neighborhoods yesterday. According to the Star, police pulled over a red Cavalier near the Jane and Finch area after a man in his 20s was shot in the foot. The car was reportedly seen speeding away 10 minutes earlier after shots were fired outside a Downsview Park sports facility. Witnesses said bullets struck a silver car. Officers then spotted a disabled silver SUV on Keele Street north of Eglinton Avenue West that was also hit with bullets. Police officers in 3 divisions investigated the incidents. Police arrested 2 men and have recovered a handgun. The victim was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injury. Toronto's police hope to inspire the next generation through creativity. From Cops and Kids, a mentorship program which unites police officers with at-risk youth in their community. One officer explains how she uses art to guide her students on the right path. Carolyn George reports.
For 3 years, Police Constable Kelly Grinnell has run the ProAction Art and Youth Program in East York. She helps mentor at-risk youth to use her hands as weapons of construction, not violence. Grinnell, who started the program by herself, says his students are given a chance they otherwise may not have.
We want to get the kids comfortable with us, and we want to get them comfortable with doing the right thing and understanding, you know, how to work in a group and teamwork and all this kind of thing before, you know, they go off and start growing, and we want them to go down the right path.
Michelle Luff, whose children Michael, 10, and Sean, 4, participate in the program, says it's great because activities are always different and fun. She also likes that it gives her additional quality time to spend with her kids.
There's different things that you do every week, and it's like fun. They enjoy coming. Oh, I love it. I love coming, and I stay with them, and, you know, and gets, you know, it's like we're doing something together.
Grinnell is happy with how popular the program has become and doesn't know how long she'll continue to run it. She says there are no plans to quit anytime soon until the day she runs out of ideas. Caroline George, East York Observer, Toronto.
A federal court judge is deciding today whether British MP George Galloway will be allowed to give a speech downtown tonight. Galloway is scheduled to speak this week in Toronto, Mississauga, Ottawa, and Montreal about the war in Afghanistan and the conflict in the Middle East. The government has barred Galloway from speaking in Canada. According to the Toronto Star, Immigration Minister Jason Kenney has criticized Galloway for his support of terrorism. Ottawa said Galloway contributed $45,000 to the Hamas government earlier this month. Hamas is labeled a terrorist organization in Canada. If the decision is changed, Galloway is expected to speak at 7 p.m. tonight at the Metropolitan United Church. Leaders of the world's major economies are arriving in Britain today ahead of this week's G20 summit. The Toronto Star says British Prime Minister Gordon Brown acknowledged an agreement for a massive G20 economic stimulus package would not happen. Brown has been trying to gain support from other G20 countries for a $2 trillion New Deal at this summit to help the global economy. The Star says Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper is expected to agree with other G20 leaders on the importance of avoiding trade protectionism, increasing support for developing nations battered by the recession, and coordinating international efforts to tighten regulations of banks and investment houses. Thousands of people are expected to protest in London before the summit begins on Thursday. And that's the latest news. Now here's Brittany with sports.
The Toronto Raptors celebrate their 4th win in a row. Chris Bosh scored 31 points last night, 15 being rebounds. He scored the game-winning basket, and the Raptors beat the Chicago Bulls 134-129 in overtime. The Final Four have been decided for March Madness after 4 games this past weekend. The Michigan State Spartans beat the Louisville Cardinals yesterday, 64-52. It's now down to the Spartans, North Carolina, Connecticut, and Villanova. We'll find out next week who the champions will be. In hockey, Toronto Maple Leafs general manager Brian Burke says they're not going to throw goalie Justin Pogge under the bus. Pogge started Saturday night against the Boston Bruins. He let in 6 goals out of 20 shots, and the Leafs lost 7-5. In Pogge's defense, Burke said a lot of the guys had a rough game that night. He returned to the Marlies yesterday, but isn't done with the Leafs. Burke says he'll be pulled up again for Wednesday's game against the Philadelphia Flyers. Fans braved icy temperatures to see the Toronto Maple Leafs practice outside at High Park last week. The Leafs were there to kick off a special charity program, and as Victoria Wells reports, the result benefit fans and the neighborhood ice rink.
Kids cheer on the Toronto Maple Leafs during an outdoor practice in High Park last week. Hundreds of fans braved the frigid cold to see the Leafs play. The best part? Seeing the practice for free. 7-year-old Nathan Petrosh watched with his great-grandmother.
I haven't really been to an outdoor practice before, so it's probably going to be really fun. I'm really happy that I skipped school.
The Maple Leafs held the practice to kick off this year's Hockey Rink Legacy Program. That's a Leafs charity that partners with Home Depot to refurbish outdoor ice rinks in Toronto. So far, 8 rinks have been fixed up. At High Park, the dressing rooms got a fresh coat of paint. New metal fencing was put in, and the ice got resurfaced. Mayor David Miller thanked the program for improving rinks in the city.
We're proud of the wonderful partnership. Both Home Depot and the Leafs give back to the community. They refurbish these fabulous outdoor rinks where everyone can skate, play shinny, and it's all free.
Leafs coach Ron Wilson said the team wants to give back to Toronto. And one way to do that is to make sure people have a safe place to skate. Victoria Wells, Toronto Observer Radio News.
Tiger Woods steps up his game. He sank a 15-foot birdie putt yesterday to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando, Florida. It was his first victory since he had knee surgery last year. In soccer, 22 people are dead and 134 were injured after an Ivory Coast stampede yesterday. People pushed and shoved in the stadium, which led to a full-blown stampede before the World Cup qualifying match. The game went on anyway despite the action in the crowd. Ivory Coast beat Malawi 5-0. That's it for sports. Stay tuned after the break for entertainment.
Are you eating chunky chicken soup with a fork?
Well, I've got the spirited chicken to my mouth. Look at that. Oh, look at the sight of that. You got to use a spoon for the noodles.
You got some noodles on your fork.
Welsh, but they slide right through.
Well, you use the spoon, you use the fork.
That's right.
Chunky chicken, be it a super meal.
I leave that up to the experts, but I personally...
Why'd you say that?
I know, but I mean, you know, I'm not a connoisseur for food department, but yes. But I would say it's a meal.
But it's a soup.
It's a meal within a soup can. Let's put it that way.
Campbell's Chunky Chicken. It's the soup that eats like a meal.
Welcome back, folks. This is Sean Starr with your entertainment news. Alberta rockers Nickelback came away big winners of the Juno Awards last night. They won Group of the Year, Album of the Year, and the Fan Choice Award. In a separate event, Nickelback snagged the Who Cares honors after winning the Too Bad People Still Listen to This Band Award and the prize for most stagnant band still being deemed popular. Courtney Love has a new lawsuit to deal with after allegedly hurling insults online. According to Reuters, a fashion designer has accused Love of libel and infliction of emotional distress, to name a few charges. Love apparently referred to the woman as the nastiest, lying, worst person I've ever known, and an evil, incarnate, viable, horrible, lying bitch. Oh, the irony. The Renaissance Cafe is located on the Danforth between Coxwell and Woodbine. Open 3 days a week, the cafe offers many different events. One event that happens every Saturday afternoon is the Country Jam. Music ranges from the 30s and up. Everyone is welcome to listen or even join in. Michelle Nash has this report.
They are not professionals, and some are still learning, but the musicians that come to the Renaissance Cafe for the Saturday afternoon country jam wouldn't miss it for the world. One performer, known as Don, loves to play the banjo the most during the jam with the other guys. Don thinks this type of jam session is the best. A retired high school teacher, owner Randall Clark, originally opened this cafe to serve coffee. Soon people started to come in wanting to play some music. Clark enjoys having different events at the cafe, but he loves what the country jam has grown into. Throughout the afternoon, more musicians joined the stage. Michelle Nash, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
If you missed pagan metal band Tear last Monday, have no fear. The second annual Pagan Fest tour is coming up at the end of April. It will feature Korpiklaani and Moonsour from Finland. A local act will open the show while the audience gets a few drinks. Today is the fourth anniversary of the death of comedian Mitch Hedberg. He is remembered for his unusual observations such as, "A burrito is a sleeping bag for ground beef." Finally, the Green Day album American Idiot will debut as a musical in September. My opinion? Wake me up when September ends. That's it for entertainment. Back to you, Karen.
Thanks, Sean. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great morning.